Mistletoe schmistletoe.
Okay, first of all, whoever hung the mistletoe at the office Christmas party is idiot one.
Oh, they're the problem.
Who actually saw the mistletoe and said, hey, this is our green light to move on, is idiot two and three. I mean, come on. You don't kiss anybody under the mistletoe at an office Christmas party.
It probably wasn't even a real mistletoe. It was probably like a pine cone and a little bell.
No matter what it was. I'm saying it's not a deal breaker. It's not one you're going to break up over. Is it wrong? Absolutely. Ill-advised all day long. But are you going to leave your significant other over it?
Hey, I mean, I think some investigating needs to happen.
All right, come on. You keep stacking those blocks and making it bigger. Hello, Power 93.5. Go ahead, girl. You've been waiting.
I'm sorry, man. I always agree with you, but I'm going to go with Carla with this one. I can't. I know. No, it's just not right. They just switched up the story already. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I was drinking too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's not worth losing a relationship. I mean, if you really love this person, okay, talk to him about it, let him know how you feel. But I will be keeping an eye out because right. I'm just like, that's not.
Well, then you agree with me.
No.
That's exactly what I said. I said, although ill-advised, it's not a relationship deal breaker, okay?
But don't you dare.
Keep an eye out because that kiss is no, let somebody come up with me and a mistletoe. My husband ain't there. Excuse me. Let me go grab my husband. You go grab somebody else. I'm good.
Oh, that's what she should do. Find the hottest guy at the job. Find a mistletoe. Set it up. Be like, excuse us real quick.
No, because two wrongs don't make right now.
Okay.
Two wrongs don't make right.
All right. Thank you for calling, girl.
Y'all have a good day now.
Yeah, you too. She said she agreed with you, but she really agrees with me.
One time she agrees with me, you have to take it.
Power 93.5, what do you think?
I think, hell no. I'd get out after that.
Ooh, see? Deal breaker.
I would have left with someone else.
Ooh!
Really?
Ooh! Petty. Okay, Petty Betty, I see you.
What is going on?
Hey,
you
would
have left. If he was doing that, I would have been like, okay, I'm going to do the same thing.
And guess what? What if she wasn't there? Would it went beyond kissing? Now let's really get into the core of this issue.
Oh, come on.
Would it have just been a kiss?
Come on, you ladies. What is going on here?
Am I not right, though?
Did he not know where his wife was? Did he not know she was in the bathroom? Like, if you're right by the bathroom.
And it's like, she was in the same building. So imagine what he does if she's not in the same building.
Look, right?
I went to my wife's Christmas office party on Saturday night. I didn't know where she was at all times, and I really wasn't concerned about it.
You would not be sitting here right now.
She was having a good time. I was having a good time. It was all groovy.
But y'all weren't making out with coworkers.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Nope.
869-1093. Call now. This is crazy. Okay, thank you. Really? It's Power 93.5.